Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program is being aired for October 24th, 2021. And we're going to look at one of the most interesting, well, and sad aspects of our society, which comes out of our DNA, the part of us that still remains very primitive in our bodies, and that is killing. We tend to, every so often I get these unusual questions about death. And I have people who ask questions about why people die, did God take them, that kind of thing. But of late, in the news, I guess you've heard about it, they're finding that there have been more killings, obviously, last year than ever before. It was up, I think, 30%. And they were talking about why. And one of the things that people did was they went out when the pandemic first started and they freaked out and made it a political thing, which it never was. And that's, you know, come on. But nevertheless, there are people who are always looking for a reason to kill, always a reason to do something out of their DNA, their primitive nature. I highly suggest you read Behave by Robert Sapolsky and that you read the book Sapiens and Homo Deus. These are very powerful books that explain not only the primitive side of us, but why we go there. And if you can't read them because you just can't understand them or your attention span wavers, then the point of all these books is already made. We have lost so much in our society, and I'll tell you why in a minute. So anyway, the thing that was most interesting about the buying of guns and everything is that people thinking that they're going to need to be a militia in the United States, and they're going to have to fight against the government. And I don't know, there was some movie out many, many years ago, Red something. Anyway, it was about people forming packs like they did in ancient times when we were very primitive. And they were fighting against the evil of the communists and the Russians who were here. That kind of, Red Dawn, I think it was called. Terrible movie. Terrible movie. But this is what Americans like. And it turns people on. It turns that little lever on to think that they're defending their country. Anyway, what they found, the FBI, is that people took their guns that they bought to be militia and protect their country and turned it on their families and were using the guns to kill their families. This is something, you know, that Americans are a weak people, basically. They are not very intelligent, generally speaking. So they do things like this to harm their own family, the families that they say come. What is it? God, family, country, something like that. Anyway, they make that a priority, and yet they'll turn around and kill their own family. And it's, well, anyway, I got, when this all started, I got 4 or 5 emails on this, and I was surprised. I really was. And then it started escalating into one a week, and I thought I would talk about it here on the radio a little bit. I hope this helps you. The first question comes from Tara, T-E-R-A. She does not tell me where she lives. She said, murder is up. People are using guns on their family. Why? And I just explained to you that what that meant. It is the need to kill. You have to understand, inside of our brain, there is a very primitive side to us that relates to killing and sex. And in the killing and sex modality in the brain, we think we are surviving. We don't understand that we're living in another century, a millennium, and we don't understand that we don't need to go out and hunt for food and kill animals and then eat them and defend our property. In primitive days, if you read the book Sapiens, you will understand this deeply, of what it meant to have an experience where every moment you were being threatened. Every moment was a chance to be killed. Every moment was a chance to kill. And this is lodged deep within our DNA. And we feel it in our bodies. And it can be as exhilarating, I am told, and from what I've studied and even heard from people who have killed other people, it can be exhilarating, if not more than sex. Who knew? I mean, maybe for people like you, Tara, and me, that would not be the case at all. Probably I would rather be killed than killed. But, you know, who knows? If something were occurring and I saw an elderly lady being accosted or whatever, I don't know what I'd do. I can't say I would be so conscious as to not kill someone who was harming an innocent bystander, as it were. So this lives latent in every human being that has ever lived. And now, with the pandemic being what it was and still is, people are crazy. And it has given them, in their mind, the opportunity to go out and do terrible, heinous things. Now, what propagated this? And this is what you're asking. There are so many things in our culture that propagate killing. Video games that the kids watch, these are horrible things. They plant seeds in the back of their brain to stimulate that DNA and get that feeling, that high of killing. This is a huge thing. We don't have that with compassion or forgiveness or meditation. It is always the killing and the blood thing. And I was watching football the other day, and they had a commercial on for some game that was absolutely horrendous. Just horrendous. Blood thing. I forget what it was called, but it was horrible. And I started thinking, and they wonder why. They wonder why we have the things we have in our society, in our culture, that are so deeply ugly, and why we're killing each other. I mean, can you imagine a game, love ye one another as I have loved you, or want nothing with all of your heart, or forgive them for they know not what you're not going to get games like that out, and nobody would buy them anyway. Hell, we can't even listen to such a message anymore. So, Tara, it's the bloodthirsty part of us. I was watching NBC News. Every so often I look, I have to stay relevant. Got to know what my listeners and viewers are watching so I can at least talk semi-intelligently. And so there's this restaurant called Shooters. You know, they had Hooters, and now they have Shooters. And the waitresses are all wearing guns. I don't know where this restaurant is. I forgot where it was. You can probably look it up on NBC News. But there you are. A little bullet with your coleslaw there, mister. And, you know, heck, we shoot the animal right here and drag it in and skin it and cook it for you. This is the way we think. And we see nothing wrong with it. And I know you're going to think I'm crazy or a hoot owl, but it doesn't help to eat meat. That stimulates certain processes in our body, hormones, and makes us even more crazy. So there you are. I have a lot more to say on the subject, but it's too technical. And if you read the book Sapiens, Homo Deus, and Behave, you will come away with a brand new attitude. But I don't think a lot of people can read these books because they're anti the way we want to live, which is very, very primitive. Tara, thank you, and please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question, this is from Theodore. And he asks, why do we continue to kill each other? And he goes into a, a gamut of things with shooters and everything. We kill because it is a thrill. And there are people who don't see any true reason, and I understand why, to live their life in peace or even to live their life. They see the pandemic, they see the weather changing, they see also the economics changing, they watch politics, the yellow man or the orange man, I mean, he opened up the Pandora's box to stupidity in America, and believe me, that box was shaken, rattling, and rolling. We are in the golden age of stupidity, as the Wall Street Journal put it, and that article is just magnificent. We are stupid. We really are, and not worthy of any sense of freedom. But here's where we are, and we kill because it's in our body to do so. It is as strong an urge in many people as is sex. And those are the two strongest issues in a human being, sex and killing. So this is biological. It is DNA. It goes on and on and on in human beings, and it never stops because we promote it through our diet. We promote it through social standards and beliefs. We promote it through politics, even in religion. You have to have a dead Jesus hanging in front of you at church to garner your attentions and make you feel as though maybe what is being said there at church is semi-important. We wear crosses around our neck. Those are for killing people, and we think nothing of it. We think there is nothing wrong with that. It shows our sincerity and blah, blah, blah. The mindless person, the idiot, just doesn't know any better. And, you can't hate them. You just got to understand this is the way they are. And they're mindless. They don't understand the consequences to their life and the consequences to their actions. Nor do they care. They just don't care. So it is something for all of us to understand. Are we going to refine ourselves? And the only way to do that is to become wakeful, as the Buddha talked. To become so wakeful inside of us that we put love first. One of the things I find most interesting about human beings is they say they want peace, but they want it with a gun on the table. Peace or you'd better or whatever. Or else, that kind of thing. But the peace that we really seek, has to come first from within ourselves. And this tumultuous world that we live in, people are not going to hone in on inner peace. They're going to fight. They're going to say ugly things. They're going to do ugly things. This is just the way we are. And as long as we live in this manner, in this way, we're going to find deep disparaging things happening in our life that are going to cause us sorrow and misery. So why do we kill? Because it's inbred in us to defend our territory. We kill to animals so we can eat them. You sit there and you watch a commercial with a hamburger or some kind of meat thing, and Arby's, we have the meats, and you don't see the animal and what happens to it, how it gets killed. I think, every meat eater ought to go to a slaughterhouse and spend the day there and understand what this is really all about. We don't have the kind of intelligence nor the compassion to understand really what we're doing. We literally still, as Jesus said, know not what we do. And that is the truth. I hope that helped you. And I got to get out of here. I'm running out of time. Thank you for your question. And Thomason, forgive me. Namaste. Well, there's my weekend with you. Be back on the air next week. If you ever have a question, you know how to do it. Greg@aspire.org. That's Greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful weekend. And of course, as always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.